From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 4th, 2019. This week, we present another of our occasional episodes on water-related radio programs outside of Virginia.
For most of the 19th century, dam construction was the dominant solution to water issues in the United States.
The river had to be regulated, controlled in a year-round flow. No more floods, no more droughts.
That historical perspective on dams in the United States is from an episode in the Connecting the Drops program from Water Education Colorado, in partnership with Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations. Water Education Colorado was formed in 2002 and was known until 2017 as the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. According to its website, the organization is, quote, on a mission to promote a better understanding of Colorado's water resources and issues by providing balanced and accurate information, education, and leadership. The organization's activities include a compilation of water news headlines, a magazine, a series of citizens' guides to water topics, a number of special programs and events, and, since 2013, the Connecting the Drops radio program. Done in collaboration with community radio stations across Colorado, the episodes range from about 4 to 8 minutes, and the topics range from bacteria in waterways to climate change effects on ski resorts to forecasting water availability. Let's have a listen for about 2 minutes to excerpts from 4 episodes on grease in wastewater, wastewater recycling in beer brewing, aquatic nuisance species, and monitoring for lead in school water systems.
The sound and smell of bacon frying is a pretty common occurrence in households on weekend mornings. Now, imagine this happening in millions of households around the state. Then imagine the cumulative effect of all those greasy frying pans getting washed. It's something Liam Cavanaugh, Director of Operations for Metro Wastewater Reclamation District, thinks about frequently.
If you think about 2 million people worth of wastewater, that's a lot of wastewater. And so if every household is dumping their bacon grease down the drain on Sunday morning, that can cause a lot of problems in the piping systems in here at the treatment facility.
Colorado is known for its adventurous and innovative microbrew industry.
Cheers.
But the beer served in October at the Recycled Water Fest southeast of Denver takes that reputation to a whole new level. This beer and the wine on offer was made with water taken from a wastewater treatment plant. Colorado Parks and Wildlife define an aquatic nuisance species, or ANS, as
an aquatic nuisance species is a non-native species that has been introduced to a new location, has no predators, and has harmful impacts on our natural resources and the human use of those resources.
Water is so good for health, Jefferson County Stober Elementary strives to make it the favorite drink. Fourth grader Aram says it's perfect after exercise.
When I play Capture the Flag, I get a really quick drink.
He heads to his favorite water fountain.
Tastes really good and tastes cold.
The water's good in another way, because this Denver Metro School District has been testing every single sink and fountain for the heavy metal known as lead. After all, excess lead can damage health.
Typically, the levels that we see are really related to cognitive problems later in life. Kids not learning as well, kids not being able to pay attention as well at school.
From Denver, Boulder, and other places in Colorado, Connecting the Drops is providing the Centennial State's nearly 6 million citizens with a wide-ranging and engaging source of water information. In the process, the program is offering a variety of Western water perspectives to the rest of the country, too. Thanks to the Water Education Colorado staff for permission to use excerpts from Connecting the Drops. More information about that program and the organization's other work is available online at watereducationcolorado.org. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.